Hi, I'm Mackenzie Swanson. You might recognize my voice from Here We Grow. Here We Grow is a show on Rewind 94.3 and Impact Television and Radio downtown Monroe, Michigan. We decided at the radio station that we're going to have a podcast, and you're about to hear your first podcast. And if I might introduce the gentleman that's making that possible, it's John Allen from Allen Chevrolet and Cadillac here in Monroe. He's made a lot of things possible in our community, and this is just one amazing attribute again. So welcome, John.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here since this is going to be the first podcast. And I think the goal is what turned it on is I wanted to do my own podcast, and Miss Mackenzie wants to do hers, and this is a great thing, and I think this is going to work out really, really well. So today is the first podcast, and we're just kind of hash some things out, work on the name of the podcast for my podcast. She obviously has hers, and we're just going to kind of talk about different names and what we're trying to accomplish and get everything to flow, and what better way to discuss it than on air.
And I introduced you and thanked you for being on the show, but it's actually going to be your show, correct?
It is.
And you're helping me help pioneer this this adventure, yes?
We are helping each other.
Yes.
People helping people.
And that's what we're all about.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, I love that you're letting the listeners in on just the making of the show, kind of.
Correct.
Yeah, because we really don't know what we're doing, but at the same time, we know exactly what we're doing.
This is like behind the scenes, like the DVDs, you know, behind the scenes, but it's actually the first part of the DVD.
So I can give you a little bit of insight of how I came up with Here We Grow. And I can also tell you like some of the things that my trials and tribulations of coming up with a name for a show. And when I first launched my show, I was going to do a different show with music and stuff. I got with Jerry and Millward. They're awesome station manager and director. They do so much here for the community. And they, you know, kind of sat down with me and said, what do you think about this kind of format for a show? And they held my hand. They walked me through this process. And I'm so glad that they did. Hey, Brad Schreiber, he's our buddy.
You're going to hold my hand through this process?
I'm going to hold your hand through this process, of course. Because I know how exciting and how much joy that Here We Grow has brought me. And so, awesome. And how I look forward to interviewing people. And it's just it's an exciting thing. And
you're a big deal.
I don't know about that,
You're
but my home smells of rich mahogany. No, it does not. Hopefully it smells of pumpkin candle that I did blow out last night. Maybe.
Sure.
I'll be back. So, yeah, just like coming up with a name for a show or even a format or anything like that can be exciting. But what are some ideas you have for names?
Yeah. Well, I've been talking about it, and well, I'm kind of stuck on one.
Yeah, because I gave you a list.
Those took me three minutes. Let's kind of run through them.
Okay.
Can we run through them?
Absolutely. I want you to say them, though. I've set them in my head. I've written them down. So maybe I'll repeat them after you say them.
All right.
Okay, ready?
The Allen Experience.
The Allen Experience.
The Allen Challenge.
The Allen Challenge.
The Allen Experiment.
The Allen Experiment.
John Allen Speaks Up.
John Allen Speaks Up. This is how I wrote him in my head, so that's how I hear him. So I'd like to hear other
I do like do that one.
Yeah?
I do. The Voice of John Allen.
The Voice of John Allen. But you'd have to say it because my voice saying it, I think they're going to know I'm not John Allen.
The Voice of John Allen. The Jay Allen Show.
The Jay Allen Show.
Oh, that was much better than with a question mark. Deep Thoughts.
With John Allen. I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted by Saturday Night Live. Have you ever heard? Yeah, it's Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy, and they're terrible. Have you ever heard it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Deep Thoughts with John Allen. John Allen, live your life. YOLO.
Yeah, John Allen. Well, then there's like, you only live once, but you only die once. Like, I don't know, you could go play with some of that. Going back to the deep thoughts, we could have put shallow thoughts, but it just didn't seem to fit, right? It's a very quick show.
John Allen, live your best life.
I like that one a lot. You're all about that. You're all about motivation. You're mm-hmm, all about mm-hmm. that. And I think that's awesome. That's something that represents you. You know, I had to think about things that I think represent you. For our listeners that don't know, John's actually my boss. But he wasn't my boss. We actually met. He came on my show, Here We Grow. Mm-hmm. We met. We just struck up a great friendship and then realized, hey, you know what? I think we'd work well together. And so.
Yeah, no, I was really flattered. You're like, can I come and work with you? And I'm like, moi?
Yeah, no, I love, after we did the fireworks and stuff, and you allowed me to, I do event bartending also, so I volunteered to do that, and I hate to say that I was interviewing you guys, but I kind of was. I was like, where am I gonna find a home at?
How do we've obviously passed.
Oh, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic family, fantastic company, fantastic all over the board. I'm flattered to be working for you, so.
No, I can't do it without you.
Okay.
Aw, I can't do it without you. So we got, live your best life, just like make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then everybody loves John Allen.
Is that too much like everybody loves Raymond? But everybody does love you.
Well, we should ask my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody but Holly loves John Allen. When the baby's up at 5 a.m.
Yes.
Period. A little longer title, but we could go with it.
Tune in with John Allen. Positively, John Allen.
Positivity with John Allen.
Okay. I know. Positivity with John Allen.
Or positively, John
Allen. Bring it with John Allen.
That comes with some snaps and some stuff like, John Allen, bring it. Yeah.
Father, rinse, repeat.
Oh, it looks like father, but it was lather.
Lather.
My F's and my L's, yeah. Lather, rinse. You know, it's on the back of a shampoo bottle, mm-hmm. but I personally use that often to tell people, like, remember this, you know what I mean? Or to live that way or something like that, you know what I mean? Lather, rinse, repeat.
John Allen's the best?
Yeah, I just threw that in there. And here's the papers for my raise. No, I'm just kidding. John Allen's the best. Or the best of John Allen, the best. I think that's how
once again, my wife would be like, I don't think his head is going to fit in the room. The Allen Advantage.
Yes.
Kind of our tagline with the company.
Well, podcast. I know you're doing a podcast because you've wanted to do one forever, but I know with Here We Grow, I promote myself. I promote my businesses and what I do in the community most definitely. So, you know, people are going to listen to this. And so, you know, there's no reason not to promote the Allen Advantage is actually something that we offer through the dealership. But I also think, there's a lot of advantages there.
There is. Mm-hmm. There is. These are some phenomenal names.
Thank you.
These are really, really good. So.
What's yours? I've been waiting. You wouldn't tell me.
I know. So. The name is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And we can discuss this a little bit more. So. Plan A.
Because why is that?
So the reason is
you got a double entendre, maybe a triple there. Okay, go ahead.
Well, there is obviously with Allen and everything
plan
like that.
Plan A.
So we have we did an interview, and it's kind of our family model is our there's Plan A, obviously, like most things in life, that's your first goal, and then Plan B. Our Plan B is always work harder at Plan A.
Well, that's quite profound. That's awesome. Yeah.
So we thought about just Plan A. And I thought about, you know, so we go with Plan A, and then we'll have a lot of different community members on.
Sure.
Whether it be political or business owners or charity or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they kind of talk about what their Plan A is.
Or maybe even how they got to Plan A. I'm not saying that. I mean, you should always have a plan and be reaching for that, in my opinion.
Yep.
You know, every day I wake up and I just want to be, I know it sounds so weird, but like a better person. Or
yes.
Whether it not just be better at one thing, whether I can be a better mom this day, whether I can be a better employee, whether I can be better on my radio show, those things, you know, whether I can be a better housekeeper, whether I'm going to nail dinner tonight, you know, those things. And that would be Plan A. So if I've achieved some of those things, how did you get there? I recently, on Here We Grow, interviewed who I think you see an amount of potential in this individual as much as I do, is Elena Schweda.
Yep.
My gosh, she's the BDC lady, man. She is on it. She and she's only 21,
correct.
And she just kicks ass and takes names, and she's inspiring to me. But I wanted her to come on my show so that people could hear how she got there, like what, you know, what the backstory is. So,
So
I like planning. Now that I have more of an idea of like the premise of the show and an outline of the show, I think
Plan A with John Allen, or just leave it as Plan A.
I think you should put your name in the title.
Plan A with John Allen.
Yeah. Absolutely. So are you going to practice it a couple times for our listeners?
Yeah.
And now, from atop the Benesch building in downtown Monroe, Michigan, here is
Plan A with John Allen.
Oh, I like it. You have a great radio voice.
They say they have a face for radio. I don't know what that means, though.
If anyone said that to you, I'm going to think that it's probably a mutual friend of ours because he said the same thing to me. And I was like, thanks, B. We'll call him Plan B.
Plan B.
You're from Monroe, right?
Yeah, we moved here when I was in the fourth grade and graduated from Monroe High in 2002.
So. But you always sound like you're from Chicago or something. But you
people always said I have an accent. Yeah,
yeah, it's interesting, but it separates you from the others.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I've done radio since I was a little kid, and people would say kind of the same thing, like you have a distinct voice. Now I will warn you: when you hear your own voice, it's almost like you golf, right?
Yes,
I know you golf. So you know when you golf, and I golf as well. I'll golf a great game, but I'll always think, what could I have done better? And then I'll start reading like golf magazines and all this stuff, and I try to overdo it, and then I goof it up. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. I'll end up playing a game and being like, yeah, like my score is way worse. So, yeah, it's never great, but it's way worse then. But it's kind of the same thing as radio, and be like, oh my gosh.
Do you like how you sound?
I do, but sometimes it's... I'm critical. I'm also a Virgo. I'm extremely critical of myself. And so I'll always find something.
Am I a Virgo too?
No, no. It's your birthday.
September 10th.
Yeah, you are. Hey, high five in the studio for Virgos. That's why we're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you understand that. Like, I always strive to be better at everything. And it's nothing. It's not a competition with anyone else but myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get that. You resonate with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, especially being a Virgo, when you hear this show, you're going to think, did I say too many times? Did I stutter? Did I, or do you even like your voice?
I hate my voice.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Oh, I like it. So
thank you.
Yeah, so just listen to my part when you listen to this, and I'll listen to your part, and then we won't pick on we'll pick on each other. Like,
well, you're a pro, so.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I sound like a little kid on radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I actually, the first public service announcement I ever did that was national, I was 13.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was about dropping out of school. And, you know, I'm a bit of a jokester. So after we recorded it, we're all kind of sitting around celebrating. And I got it the first time, nailed it the first time around, mm-hmm. and put my own pauses so they didn't have to edit or anything. And they were like, wow, that's really good. You should go into radio. And I said, yeah, maybe I'll just drop out of school and do that. Since the PSA was, or public service announcement was about dropping out of school.
Sounds so good. Join the circus too while you're at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. I am a professional clown. You didn't know that part, did you?
I believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And you do believe it. So what are some other ideas for this show?
Yeah, so I thought it would be, well, go along with the Plan A. We'd bring on...
I love it. Yeah. I love it, yeah.
Local business owners, community founders, et cetera. Anything we can do, and people talk about what they're trying to accomplish, maybe how they got to where they were, mm-hmm. Some of their story.
Sure.
And just kind of feel it from there and, you know, bring positivity, what you can accomplish and what we can do with the community and, you know... Take it, you know, statewide and national and then to the world.
Well, with a podcast, it can reach anywhere.
Yes, it can.
At any time. That's what's awesome. My show only airs right now at 9:30 and 9 p.m. But with the help of you, yourself, and Alan Chevrolet and Cadillac, now being the sponsors and the pioneers on getting podcasts started for this station, I'll be able to be reached. And I have friends all over. Like, right. I have friends, I hate to call them farms, but, you know, I have farms of friends everywhere that would like to, you know, listen to my show. But if they miss it at 9:30 on Sunday mornings or 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings, they don't have a chance to hear it. So
just like me. I always seem to miss it.
Yeah. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. Well, you said you were busy, like, what was it, organizing your sock drawer?
Yes.
And, oh, last time it was you were studying erosion patterns.
Yes, and flossing. And flossing.
Yeah, I believe. Wait, flossing, like the actual act dentally, or isn't that a dance move too?
It's dental. It's dental hygiene.
Okay. But the twerking when you missed the third show. No.
Yes.
So what made you want to have a podcast?
Well, I thought it would be something I've been thinking about for a long, long time. And it was just looking for the right platform to do it.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are doing it on, you know, Facebook Lives. But it's nice. It's not quite the platform. You know, it's great you did it, but how can you go back to it? How can you share it?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of things get lost in the feed. Am I right?
They do.
Okay. That's not just me. I kind of live under a rock. So I'll go on Facebook and go, why doesn't this work? And you know, just spike my phone at the ground. Well,
they have all the different algorithms to help it. So have your own podcast, and you can share your own podcast, and it's easy for people to go to and listen to it. And it's actually what a lot of people are talking about. They did all these every day. They do Facebook Lives, and they're like, oh, man, that was a great show you did 6 months ago, and good luck finding it.
Yeah. So this will archive all of them kind of together, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's easier to share. And I figured, you know, so we bring in, you know, local businesses or whatever it is, and it's a great way for them to share and promote their business.
Yeah. Well, and bringing them in, and also, you know, I know you've met with different officials and stuff, where the dealership's located over on South Dixie. There's some different areas there that could use to be updated, you know, some different businesses, maybe by helping them promote, they would possibly be able to gain some of the funds to, you know, build up their businesses and maybe get them excited again or something, you know, because it does affect your business where you're at. I mean, I've been in real estate for 20 years and everyone knows the three L's are location, location, location. But if you're surrounded by desolate and you're surrounded by, you know, businesses that maybe haven't been so, so lucky, you know, haven't been so profitable, then, you know, it takes a toll. And our whole city, our whole county, our whole community should be thriving. You know, we've got a lot of great stuff here.
No, I like it. So I'm actually thinking, so this is the first show. Mackenzie's doing a great job helping me out.
Well, you too. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for you. I know how excited I was to do this. So
what I'm thinking is for the first show where I'm actually manning the board. So she's sitting behind the tower, the manning the board and pushing all the buttons, basically all the work. And so the next show, I'll switch you seeds.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about your shop.
Oh, I would love that. And then absolutely.
We'll kind of talk about, you'll be the first interview, and I can practice my interview questions on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, and you're going to wing it too. You're good. You're so great with people. I think you'll do well. And it's, yes, I would love to be your first guest. Yeah. Talk about serendipitous and some of the different things that, you know, yeah. And I think keeping an upbeat, like positive kind of tone to it, you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that come on my show, they get nervous that we were joking about, like, railroading people with questions, you know, like, where were you on the night of the 27th? And they're always a little nervous, you know, to come on the show until I'm like, oh, I would never allow such negativity. Let's you know, highlight the positivity there.
Yeah, no, I thought it'd be very cool. And, yeah, we'll have you on and we'll talk about it and we'll work everything out. And
Do you have any ideas of some questions? Just so I can prepare.
So you can prepare.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to talk about you leading into opening your business and why you've been so passionate about helping the community.
And I think it'll air. Well, it's podcast, so it's different. I've got to learn all this. So, but I think it'll be done in time for like the tree lighting.
Yes.
Another thing that you guys are sponsoring.
Well, we're going to do this every Monday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll do it every Monday. So next Monday.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So next Monday I'll have you on and you can show me everything.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of take it from there and we'll interview it. And then, yeah, well, if we do it on Monday, it should be live on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, we have the tree lighting coming up. And what sparked this in me is the first day that I opened Serendipitous in 2014, it was for the tree lighting. And that's why I have that special place in my heart for the tree lighting, I think, because it's always the anniversary of my store opening. So, yeah. And some, you're going to learn that kind of stuff, like timing of things. Sometimes things just, the fireworks.
Correct.
You and Nick Sparks fell in my lap and I couldn't wait to get you in here and have your show, you know, and it worked out timing wise for me to have it prepared. With the podcast, I think it'll be more like preparation and I can teach you the board and things like that, but we're both going to learn the podcast end of this. And I think you have a little bit more of your thumb on that concept.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm a big fan of podcasts and, it's a great way of talking it. So we'll take the podcast and then, of what we talk about, they can obviously put it onto the public radio or public TV, and then we can share it and turn it to a YouTube channel.
Sure.
And the podcast, YouTube, and then we can take it and transcribe what we talk about.
Gotcha.
And turn it into a blog.
You're going to teach me all this.
We're going to turn it into a blog, and then all of a sudden we have a blog. So we have a podcast, a TV show, YouTube channel, and a blog.
All four. Boom. And this opens up the doors for other people to have these things, but mainly, you know, like I said, like my show, I can't wait to have it on a podcast. And Strange Magic, they're awesome. That's their buddies, Brad and Jeff. And they're a great show, but once it's over.
I need to invite myself back on that show.
I'm sure you could invite yourself back on that show.
I need to. I really had a good time.
Well, after you skipped out on the wedding, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
See if they'll let you in. I'm sure they will.
Was it a good time?
You know what? It was a good time. I had a really great time, and I'd never been to Lansing.
What?
I know, right? I told you, I live under a rock. I seriously...
You've lived everywhere and haven't gone to...
I've lived other places, but now, like, I'm so busy here that...
What, do you have a full-time job or something, or what?
Yeah, man, my boss is a real... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, that keeps me busy, but between that, the store, First Fridays, radio show, and the committee meetings that I deal with downtown, the DDA, all that stuff, I really just kind of stay... I think it takes me about 2 weeks to go through a tank of gas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I forget to even, like, get gas because I'm just like, you know, and I live downtown. So, yeah. You know, I just kind of stay close quarters. But it was nice to go out of town for a night or two. And the hotel was great and the food was great, but the company was fantastic. And congratulations to Brad and Christy. I'm sure you want to, I know you wanted to be there, but I know you stay busy with some kids.
Yeah, it's amazing how busy an 18-month-old and a 6-week-old keeps you.
My God, I have 3 children on average 5 years apart. I cannot imagine having 2 little babies like that. It just, or like twins. Like I would have sold one.
Yeah, no, it was.
I may have sold one.
Yeah, last night was rough. It's So the 18-month-old apparently wet peed his bed through his diaper. I don't know how does that happen.
You're going to have to break, you're going to have to take back his liquid intake before bed.
Something.
Yeah. I have 3 kids. They go 24, 18, and 13.
So we're changing sheets and changing him and everything. And now he's up and now he doesn't want to go back to bed. And
yeah.
Now we're watching cartoons at, you know, 4 in the morning. And
do you have a space for him? Like I had a Dutch door in my son's room, or like where he can play while you just lay on the floor and sleep. As a parent of babies, sleep every chance you possibly can. Yes. So if you have a baby safe area.
So just sleep
area,
on the floor.
Yeah. It's nice to think like I'm going to go to bed and you're going to go to bed, but that's not how it happens. Or it's never been my thing. So I set the environment up to where I could kind of trap him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially Booker. By the third one, I was like, I got this. I quit carrying around those baby carriers and started putting them in a stroller everywhere we went. Like, what have I been thinking? Yeah. You get better with each one and you guys are learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But yes, they don't, hey, it's bedtime. No.
So how are we doing on time? What is it looking like?
How long do you think we've been on the air? You're learning all this.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Right about 23 minutes. I mean, there's times I do shows and like I said, I'll look over and someone will said pretty much everything that we have to say and it's at 6 minutes. And I'm like, well, I tried to whistle. There we go. And I'm like, man, we've got another. Yeah.
That's why I thought it'd be great to have 2 guests on. Sure. So, if you have 2, so one's real short, the other one can make it up, or they're both long-winded. Well, it's a podcast, and I guess if it's 45 minutes, I guess it's 45 minutes.
Now, with your show, will you also be promoting the dealership the best way you can, like when we do fireworks and stuff?
Yeah, no. So we'll be talking about it, and obviously there's, you know, we're naming it after me, and there's a little bit of self-serving and everything on it.
Gotcha.
And, you know, obviously we'd like to promote myself and...
Yeah.
But obviously the company, Alan Chevrolet Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it is, you know, the more we help, and we truly believe it, and it's been our mantra, the more we help, the more it comes back. So but I think we're fine-tuning it. Roughly our motto, our slogan is with the company we've kind of talked about. We haven't fine-tuned it, but I thought it was just leaving it as, and basically I'm stealing it from another dealership, was their motto – or their company slogan was just to serve.
Okay.
So that's their, what's the word I'm looking for? Their
mantra?
Their mission statement.
Or their mission statement. Okay.
Their mission statement. So their mission statement is to serve. So
sure.
To serve their community, to serve their customers, to serve their employees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what it should be.
And I thought that that works really well with what we're trying to do. So.
Well, there's even some possibilities with this being, you know, you're going to have this podcast, but maybe we're going to have a couple others. A really big thing you guys do is the charitable foundation.
Allen Foundation.
The Allen Foundation, yeah. And so I think that could be a podcast within itself. You
it
know?
Could be.
Just to even give other people ideas if they were interested in doing something like this. You know, there's a lot of people that get out there and do stuff in the community and just, yeah, come on and talk about it. And that's kind of neat.
Yeah. So, are we locked in on the name?
I love the name.
Plan A with John Allen.
Yep.
And then,
I really like it.
Mm-hmm. So.
And I've thought about it. You read all the things.
Those were some great names.
I told you, some people count sheep. I just lay in bed to fall asleep and I come up with ideas. So.
Okay. And, so ideas, just not me.
Yeah, no. That's really funny. You know, Tim he's a sales manager, right? So he and I always kind of goof around, and I told him the other day that I dreamt about him the night before, and he's like, really? And I said, yeah, I did. You were working a Burger King counter at like a truck stop of some sort. I'm not kidding. I said, and when you went to talk to me, you were missing your front right tooth, and I you were acting like everything was totally normal, and I was like, we're still at the dealership too. And he was like, yeah, I just, you know, I got a bunch of kids, I got to work and stuff like that. I said, you had this full conversation with me. I said, so when a woman dreams about you, it's not always a positive thing. And he was like, thanks for that, for all the things he does to me.
Yeah. You just burst my bubble.
Yeah. Right.
So a person that I admire and I look up to, and he has his own little radio show that he does, and he does it on Facebook, is, Glenn Lundy.
Okay.
And it's a show called Hashtag Rice and Grind.
Okay.
And so with a lot of people, he does his introduction where he talks about himself, and it's basically, he says he's a father, he's a husband to one.
Mm-hmm.
He's a father to 7 or 8. I'm trying to remember, like 8 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're all going out and impacting the world in a positive way.
Well, I think the oldest is like 9. Well, he has one from a first marriage.
Okay.
Who's like 22. And then like the next goes all the way to like 9.
9, 8, 7, 6, yeah. 5, 4.
Yeah. It's like right on top of each other. And he says.
In both ways. Sorry. Yeah. I couldn't leave it alone. All right.
But I figured, you know, we started out with, you know, welcome to Plan A with John Allen.
Yeah.
I'm a husband to 1, father to 2. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is he talks about where he was the general manager of the second largest auto dealership in the country.
Okay.
And so that's what he says. He goes, I'm the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
So of the second largest auto dealership in the country. So I need to come up with this next phrase. So I'm a
what
husband.
Are you?
I'm the husband, the 1, father, the 2.
Mm-hmm.
And what? So is this a good way for us to promote? So I'm the general manager and vice president of Allen Chevrolet Cadillac.
Well, aren't we like number 1 in Monroe? Best of Monroe?
We are.
We're best of the Monroe in like 3 different ways, right?
5 categories.
5 categories. I have 3 brought up on my phone, but okay.
Yeah.
I was taking pictures. So, yeah, so wow. It's,
well, best new car, best used car, best service, best quick lube, and best salesperson.
Well, I work there. I can see why. But yeah, you come up with like, I don't know. I've been in business a long time, so have you, but that's basically, I'm thinking like an elevator speech to start out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I have crashed so many of those. But that's something you have to think about, because when someone says, like, who are you? Stand up and tell us who you are. You know, you are a father. You are a husband. You are a brother. You're a son. You know what I mean? But how can you get yourself out there in the business community, you know? And sometimes I don't want it to be so superficial of just that. And it's coming up with a mix of both of those. So, yeah. What would you think of business-wise?
So, what if we said, so, welcome to Plan A with John Allen. Mm-hmm. I'm a husband to 1, father to 2, a son and a brother, and the general manager and vice president of Allen Chevrolet Cadillac, whose mission is to serve.
I like that. I think that's good. Jot that down. Put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on.
I held back from cursing, see? Put it on a t-shirt.
So as our mission is to serve...
The community?
Our community?
I think so.
Our customers and our employees?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I like that.
Or should we serve our employees, our customers, and our community?
I would say community first.
Community?
Yeah, because you all really step up when
community,
it comes down to...
customers, and employees.
Yeah, absolutely. You could even say not necessarily in that order, but I wouldn't. I kind of like the order of it. You know, I think you definitely you all have stood up for your community and made an impact here at a time that we needed it.
Yes.
I mean, you know where I, you know, sit on the different committees and stuff downtown where, you know, everything was just changed rapidly, you know, when the Tourism Bureau decided, it wasn't even decided, they just had to go back to being a tourism bureau, because for years they weren't, you know, no. And then we lost all the funding, and, you know, yeah, you guys definitely serve your community above all, which is great.
Welcome to Plan A with John Allen, a husband to one, a father to two, a brother, a son, and the general manager and vice president of Allen Chevrolet Cadillac, whose mission is to serve our community, our customers, and our employees.
Absolutely. I think you nailed it.
All right.
Well, this was your first podcast. What do you think?
Well, I guess we'll listen to it and find out.
All right. I think we should sign off. You got any ideas for signing off for your podcast? I always have something nice that I like to say, and I kind of go with it.
All right. So, what is yours?
Oh, mine is, we love you here in Monroe, but no matter where you go, grow. Boop. And then I'm done. That's my thing.
That is really smooth.
Thank you.
So
I wrote it.
what are you thinking for the sign off?
Ah, wow. Let's see. And before you go to Plan B, make sure you've exercised all your options on Plan A. Something like that. You like that?
Or,
I got some chills there. I did.
How about just as simple as, remember, our plan B is work harder at Plan A.
Nailed it. That's it. Yep. And remember, our Plan B is work a little harder at Plan A. Or work a lot harder. Or just work harder. I love adjectives. Yeah. Can't help it.
And remember, our Plan B is...
get back there and work harder at Plan A.
Plan A.
That's a wrap.
I like that. So
let's hear it. And then I'm going to just, all right.
Yeah.
So you better nail it the first time. Let's go.
And this is John Allen. And remember, our Plan B is work harder at Plan A.